This episode is brought to you by LashBoss Summit. LashBoss Summit is 2 full days of education in Austin, Texas on April 26th and 27th. The lineup is incredible. There are so many talented and genuine people on stage, so you're going to walk away with a ton of lash artistry and business strategy after that weekend. Not only that, there is built-in networking opportunities so that you can make new friends and connections while you're here. Your ticket also includes breakfast and lunch on both days, and all of this could be under $500 if you use code LASHBOSSRADIO. LashBoss Summit is regarded as being incredibly impactful but not overwhelming in the sense of it was designed to reduce anxiety and just be very warm and welcoming and just deliver a ton of value. The lineup, agenda, and tickets can all be found on lashbosssummit.com. I'd really like to see you there. I promise you it will be more than worth it. Enjoy this episode, and I hope to see you in April. Welcome back to LashBoss Radio. I'm Shelby, your host, and today I am joined by Jen Pope from San Antonio, Texas, and we're basically just going to talk about her lash journey, lash events, and collaborations pretty much. So welcome to the show, Jen.
Hey, y'all. Thank you, Shelby, for having me. I'm very honored.
Of course. I'm so excited that you're on. We just wrapped up a collab hosted event with Lash Bash. Right. So I'm excited to talk about that. But let's start with just hearing a little bit about your background in the industry and just how you've gotten to this point. You have been lashing so long and you have your own product line and all that. So very curious to hear the whole timeline.
Okay, well, yes, I have been lashing for a very long time. It's been about 13 years. Been here in San Antonio the whole time lashing. I worked for corporate America all my life. And one day I was just like, I need extra money. Started doing lashes off of my couch. I know that's not the best thing ever, but
I've done
yeah. So that's kind of how I started YouTube, you know, and just looking at it like, I just need extra money. Absolutely hated my job. One day I go in there. Wasn't easy. I was already 35 years old with 3 kids. My husband, you know, has been at his job for very long. So we had that stability. So it was hard, but I walked in my job one day after being there for 8 years. And telling them I quit, went straight to our beauty school that was down the street and signed up for my esthetician course. That was a struggle. I was the oldest one in my class at that time. So a lot of the girls that were in my class were around the same age as my daughter, my oldest daughter. A lot of mom guilt the whole time I was in school, because I'm looking like you're way older. You know, now you've turned your home into a single income home, which means budget, which means we can't do the, you know, a lot of things that we were doing before. So, went through that for a long time because it was like, you know, I'm out here chasing a dream because I really didn't know where this was going to take me, mm-hmm. you know? So it kind of felt like, oh, you're chasing a dream and, you know, you're leaving your husband out here to just take care of everything by himself and push through that, got through that. And yes, I started Jen Pope's Lashes and I have been in business ever since. Started my product line during COVID. This whole time I have been a lash girl. So I do still full-time take clients. I love it. I love lashing. Every time I've tried to step away and be like, oh, this is my time to transition into, you know, putting 100% in my product or putting 100% in, you know, being an instructor and not take clients, I get reeled back. I love what I do. So that's kind of my story. And I'll be 44 this year. And just came across a group that Tress actually started with 30 plus lash girls. So being in that, it's helped with the age thing.
Do you still feel that way, even though like you've achieved so much? Like, do you still feel, what is it about your age that you feel?
It's a struggle. And you know, it might be a personal struggle. Since Tress started that group, I see that it's not just me. Before, I did think that it was just me. The beauty industry, when you look and you go to the conferences and you go to things like Lash Bash, and you see how these girls are so quick on TikTok and, you know, Instagram, and you're like, I mean, between me and you, I was struggling to get on this. I was struggling to set up, you know, just getting on the podcast. Yeah. Right. So when you look at it from someone, you can go, okay, well, I have the experience and I have, you know, this that comes with age. But when you're kind of in a time where the young girls are killing it, and they're killing it and they're fast. What I have, my struggle, my personal struggle with being my age, is just seeing like the younger girls that are coming into the lash industry, they're really good with everything like social media, TikTok, Instagram. And right when I'm like, okay, I learned that, it's like, oh, they're on to the next thing, you know? So a lot of it does feel like it can be an age thing, like, you know, I'm not able to keep up with this because, you know, I'm this old. And it's a lot of negative talk that I have to stop. but it's a real thing to feel like, you know, are you kind of too old to be doing something?
I can relate in a way, because I feel the same way about social media. Like, I don't love creating content, but really young girls, like right out of high school, still in their like early 20s.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like social media is just such a part of them that creating content doesn't drain any of their energy. It appears. It seems right. That way, because they're right. Doing it so much. Whereas like if I were to create a post or something, it sometimes feel like that took so much energy or so much out of my day. So I don't know. I think mm-hmm. That's what you're kind of saying, is where it's that, but I experience that. I'm 32. And so I don't know. I don't see it as like a negative thing when I am like hearing that someone's in their 40s and killing it in lashes. I'm like, that is so cool. I don't know. So I think we all have our inner voice,
our little insecurities. Yeah. Yep. That just kind of pop up every once in a while. That's like,
yeah.
And then, you know, after that third client, fourth client, my back, I'm like, this can't be life. This can't be the same 44-year-old back that my mom worked with.
Yeah. So you have your own product line, and
yes.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that. I'm sure that it's very popular, because when we had Lash Bash, everyone showed up for you. And
yeah.
So just tell me how that's going over in San Antonio.
Yeah. So the whole product line actually started during COVID. I was not thinking of doing that yet, because I had actually just opened a shop. Went from being solo to opening a shop not too long ago. And then COVID happened. And it was like, you know, we got shut down for so many months. And it was like, okay, I need to come up with something. I see lash girls in other states. They're still able to do lashes and take clients. So, you know, I started with the product line. And my goal at that time was to start the product line and, you know, okay, I'm going to be shipping them here and there, and it's going to be all over everywhere that they're able to do lashes, you know, in case they shut Texas down again. And it really became big in my city, at which I love. You know, the girls love it. They come out and they love especially my adhesives, you know, and I continue on doing the product thing for a while too.
I noticed.
Which is hard.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I do want to say this about you, though, that I notice how many supporters you have in your city and how rare that is, because I don't it doesn't matter who I'm talking to, because I thought it was sometimes just me imagining it or something, but everyone that I've talked to says something similar, that they have the most like listeners or their audience is bigger in other areas than where they are. And I'm like, really? I think that is the case for me too. But wow. You okay. have such support in San Antonio. Why do you think that is? I think I have an idea, but do you notice that?
I do. You know, I love my city. I love my city. Any chance I get to, you know, I'm going to shout out my city. I talk to at all the schools whenever I get an opportunity, whenever I'm asked. You know, those are not things that we get paid for, but that's not what I'm looking for. I just know that there are a lot of, whether they're younger, older, women in my city that are also minority women, that a lot of us have the same backgrounds. And a lot of us come from the same struggle, and a lot of us come from the same city, you know, so we know exactly what that struggle is within our community. And I feel like when I go and talk to the school, I'm at that school about, you know, every other month, whether it's talking to a cosmetology class or esthetician class, wherever I can get it in to speak to somebody, I want to, because not only do I want to maybe reach somebody who's was going through my struggle, being older, trying to, you know, start their dream and kickstart something. There are a lot of younger girls that, I guess you could say, like, take under my wing. Mm-hmm. There, a lot of them are my daughter's age. So it's nothing that I don't ever go into supporting my city or talking to my girls or talking to girls and holding back information ever, because you're my daughter's age and I want you to be successful. I want you to know the ins and outs of, I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I was just a girl from the hood that was in my 30s that knew that I was made for more. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that's all I had. I didn't have any business background. I didn't have a lot of family members that, you know, owned businesses. I didn't have a lot of friends who owned businesses. That's not what I came from. So I know, you know, because you trained me on volume. So, you know, I always owe that to you and give you that. But I'm like the definition of trial and error. Everything that I've been through in my business has been because I just did it. And we're just going to see how it turns mm-hmm. out. But, it, you know,
yeah,
I feel like that helps, you know.
Yeah. And you have like this infectious personality. You had everyone dying laughing at Lash Bash. Like, I shared some of the clips like to my stories and stuff, but you were so funny. You guys, she got up on stage and we were about to do the raffles and she's like, "You guys, if you win, we're taking you to Disneyland." And I'm like, what? I thought I missed something, because I just like at first was like, yeah. And I was like, wait, no, right? Like, stuff like that. It's just it's endearing.
You got to keep the party going. You got to get the people what they want.
Yeah.
Even if it's a fake trip to Disneyland. No, I'm joking.
You're so funny. So I actually wanted to also ask about your experience with having a salon, and how that has like changed or looked different since you first started that.
So I have restarted my salon owner journey. I just reopened a salon last July after closing one. Again, like I said, you know, I am like trial and error. If I could go back and change things, you know, I would.
You're good at pivoting.
There you go. There you go. I don't panic. I pivot. Mm-hmm. No, I'm joking. But, so I have had a storefront before that, was closed. And so now I am restarting that journey. I really did feel like I was done. like I said, I had no business experience. And so it was very overwhelming. There were things that happened that just had to, you know, I had to shut that down and just kind of take some time to refocus. I really thought I was done. I was like, you know what? I am going back to the call center and I will just delete everything. And my husband was like, you know what? Go get a little room, do lashes for about 3 months. And if you still don't feel like it, then okay, you can go back. And I was like, yeah, well, we're wasting my time because I know I don't ever want to do lashes again. I know it. Girl, we were 2 months into that little rent and I was like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, so I've restarted it. It's in me. I don't know. It's something I can't, you know, can't let go. It is challenging at times, but you know, worth it in the end.
Are you doing anything differently this time that you hadn't done the first time?
Yes. I feel, and this is just, I guess, personal opinion. I got very attached emotionally, was doing a lot of thinking first with emotions, you know, and that is one major thing that I have changed. And I've seen a big difference in what my business is. Not saying you can't be passionate about what you do. There's nothing wrong with being passionate. And you know, I'm just going to be transparent, but I was emotionally attached to a lot of everything that was going on in my business. Not just passionate, but like everything was just based on emotions. So when I closed my storefront, it was based on emotions. You know, this is going wrong and that's going wrong and I just can't handle it. I'm done. And I closed. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was, you know, if I would have just taken a step back, had a solid foundation of business, everything, let's go down the check, you know, the checklist, I probably would still have that salon open. Mm-hmm. So just that little tweak of getting out of my feelings, you know, and looking at it as a business. Everything is business first. Nothing is ever personal. Just that little tweak has been a major change in how things are run with the business.
And you mentioned that you're still a lash artist as well. How Yes. do you manage like everything that comes with owning a business or managing people and still taking clients too and having a product line? You have any advice there?
Yes. I definitely will take those days off. Before it was hard to separate being booked and busy, right? Booked and busy. I'm booked and busy. I go from working 6 days a week and my books are filled to going like, okay, I'm only going to work 4 days a week from this time to this time. And I'm only going to take, you know, 3-4 clients a day. That is hard. It's hard because you, of course, are going to kind of see a little bit of change in your money, you know, and then you're also going to have the clients that are reaching out like, I don't see anything on your site. Can you take me here? Can you take me there? And you really have to be disciplined to say, no, I'm going to take Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. Those are going to be my days. I'm going to start from this time to this time. And it's going to be all admin work or, you know, so that was hard for me. But it had to happen. And I see, and that was something that I wasn't doing prior either. I was booked and busy. And then when I wasn't booked and busy, I was doing trainings. And then, you know, when I would come home, now I'm working on the product. And yes, you know, to some degree, that's the life of a business owner, right? Like you're always busy. You're always thinking of how to change things and doing things. But I kind of just had to take a little step back with being so booked and, you know, busy with the client.
Right.
And that was a good time for, you know, your price change mm-hmm. and your price increase. Mm-hmm. So that's when I started putting in that too. And that was scary too. Like, oh my God, these clients have been with me. They're following me. I love them, you know, so to be like, hey girl, like, you know, this is, you kind of feel that my bad. I hope you still love me, but you know, but it has to happen sometimes. And that's, again, taking the feelings out of it and just, you know, rolling with the punches on how to just be strictly business.
Mm-hmm. Also,
so that's how I've made time.
Yeah. I do think too, like, the price increase goes hand in hand with like creating more time for working on the business. And those can feel scary a little bit. Do you have any advice for how to approach that, especially if you feel like you really like the client and want to make sure you're doing it the right way?
I feel like I've never had an issue with price increases as long as I am giving them notice and not just them coming to an appointment and being like, hey, girl. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I went up on my prices. You know, hey, you know, I make sure to give them that notice, whether it's email, you know, a little note up at the text, whatever, you know, letting them know. And also, I do not do price increases and just give them a month, 2 months, even 3 months notice. I'm very much giving them a good amount of time to let them know, you know, this is what's going to be happening. And that alone, I really haven't had anybody be like, you know, what's your problem? And I feel like because you're keeping that line of communication open with them, and also giving them, I mean, you know, giving them a reason
yeah.
why, you know, I'm not just letting them know, hey girl, so yeah, your fill, it's this now, run me my money. You know, I'm not giving them that. I'm giving them the, hey, so this is what's happening right now. And this is the breakdown of this. And this is why. And I've never had, I mean, of course you have those that have to go somewhere else for whatever reason. And that's fine too. It's nothing but love, but, you know, I've never had any kind of like confrontation or anything. That what in my head is usually what's going to happen, right? Like mm-hmm. those are the scenarios yep. that I've come up with, like, oh my God, girl, be ready to tell her about this price change. She is going to put on the gloves with you. And that's never happened. Like I've never got a bad review over price change. Like it's never happened.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Okay. So I wanted to ask you about Lash Bash. We just wrapped that up. It was such a success. We sold it out. And yeah, what was your take on it? And do you have any advice for those that are like hesitant to go to something like that?
So first of all, I just want to say that was my first time ever being asked to like co-host a lash event or be part of something like that. And it was so natural, like everything just came out great. But I want to say a lot of it is because of UMO. I have never felt so comfortable with being myself like I was with y'all. You know, you come across some, not in a bad way, it's just me. Nobody's ever said anything to, I don't want to get spicy. Nobody's ever like, oh girl, you're a little, you know. But sometimes you get intimidated, especially when you're around, you know, other like lash influencers, basically, you know, and you feel like you have to talk a certain way and be a certain way, because if you're not, then, you know, how are they going to look at you? And are they going to ask you to do, you know, things later on down the line? But y'all were the true, when you speak, you and Mo, when y'all talk about being who you are and like accepting, I couldn't have felt that any more than how y'all made me feel. It was so welcoming. Like,
of course.
And y'all just,
we love you.
Unleash the beast, baby. and the one thing I do want to say, it was a bomb turnout. I didn't see, unless they were hiding somewhere, I didn't see anybody in there that wasn't having the time of their life.
Agreed.
And also the one thing, I came across a lot of girls, even one of my close friends. So it's not just, that were like, this is the first time I've ever been to a lash event. And I'm like, what? Because, you know, I try to be up in the mix with the conferences and stuff. So I'm like, really? Yeah, I've been lashing 4-6 years, and this is the first time I've ever been to anything like this. And my advice to those who are like, I'm good where I'm at. I'm good being in my suite, or, you know, I work for a salon. I don't want to mingle, or it's not necessary, or whatever the case may be, whatever you think your why is to why you're not going to these events. They are very important to who you are as a lash girl, if lash artist, if you're really passionate about what you do, and if you're really trying to be more. This industry, if you let it, just like any other, you can get burnt out. And then you start going, like, oh my God, you start hating going into work. And that's when that turns into, do I really want to do this? I could start doing, whatever. But these conferences, Lash Boss Summit, I had a ball. I've been doing lashes for 13 years, and there is not a conference that I have been to where I didn't walk away with something. You know, even if you're there and you know it all, you know what I mean? You're gonna walk away with something. Sometimes I feel like a little, some of us seasoned girls feel like they're not gonna be too helpful because, right, we know it all, we know everything. There's nothing that we could possibly learn about. And that's just not true.
Exactly.
It's not true. And you walk away from these events meeting people who are very early in their lash journey, or they've been doing it forever, like me. But to get to know your community and to hear other people talk about what they're going through in the industry, what's new, what's what they're getting rid of, how do you feel about this? You know, have you seen this on Instagram? What do you feel about it? That is what keeps the fire burning. And I just feel like when I heard people say, like, oh, this is my first lash event, I was like, no. I'm like, no, girl, you got to get up and get out there. Like, that's what's going to keep you motivated, and it's going to push you to, you know, the next level in where you want to be at in your career. Cause you take everything from there, you bring it back, and it can be a big change in your business. I heard you speak once. I've heard you speak many times, but there was one time in Miami, mm-hmm. I think there was a conference, and you said there was one thing you were like, you know, at the shop, I put the same candle or scent or something. And you're like, that way the client, every time they come in, they're familiar with that smell with, and they associate it with their lash appointment. And I did that. And I've been doing that ever since Miami. And every time my clients come in, they're like, oh my gosh, I just love how it smells in here.
See?
Yep. But little stuff like that, you know, if I wouldn't have heard you speak at a conference, I don't know. Who mm-hmm. knows? I would have been switching up the scents all the time. And it's just little stuff like that. And then you do walk away with major tools and things like that, you know, from the conferences. So I feel they're important.
Yeah. And it's sometimes in between what someone's speaking about, where like an idea will hit you because mm-hmm. of what they were talking about. Your brain is now like opened up and more creative and thinking of
right.
things. So a lot of times when I'm listening to podcasts, I have no idea what they're talking about, but I just thought of a bunch of ideas and I don't know what it is.
Right.
And I will say, usually at a lash conference, I am very engaged in listening to every word, but I feel the same. Like, there's certain things that stick out to me that I apply right away. Some things take another time for me to hear it at another conference for me to apply that to. But it's just, you're right. Every single time you get something mm-hmm. from it, and it's so worth it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've never, you know, been to a conference where I was like, meh, like that wasn't even meeting people just that alone sometimes is like, girl, I needed to talk. Come bring it in. Give me a hug.
Yep.
You know, so, yep. You know me, I'm always, don't tease me with a good time because I'll show up to the party every time. So
yeah.
And you that's know, I'm like, always going to be up in there.
Yeah. And that's like what Lash Socials are about is like, it's really just right. The social aspect that we all love from conferences, but it's just the social part. And so that's what Lash Bash was. And I had a great time. I loved that one. I've been to a lot of the Lash Bashes and I've hosted two. But yeah, that one was a really, really good one.
It was fun.
Yeah. I was like, wow, so many Texas people are here. Like everyone was from Texas, but like maybe two people.
The Florida?
Yeah. Florida and Florida Oregon.
Showed out and Oregon. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Man, that was a good time. We had a really good time. Though. I also liked, that was the first time that I've ever been to a Lash Social or that there were so many in the swag bags, like ebooks and then the training.
Yeah.
Chris giving the prize.
The raffles were good.
I was like, they were bomb.
Yeah. That's another reason.
I mean, they didn't get to go to Disneyland, but
usually like the ticket price is less than what you receive in the swag bag or raffle. And so it's just so worth it. So we've got Lash Boss Summit coming up in 2 months in April 26th and 27th. I am so excited. And
I'm excited.
I would love to hear, like, I know you already kind of touched on it, but what was your experience like as an attendee last year? Just, you know, driving up from San Antonio and just attending the event.
So last year, Lash Boss Summit, I had an awesome time. The 2 days were filled with so much information and the vibe. Like you had the DJ going on, then you went out there and, you know, the vendors were the bomb. Definitely got my Lash Boss Summit sweaters. Oh, who were they? They were in the corner. They make the merch.
Yeah, Fangirl Society.
Fangirl Society. I got my little clothes from over there and it was cool. Like meeting everybody. Everybody was so friendly, so welcoming. And it really was a vibe. I love the panelists that get up there and speak on, you know, the social media for somebody like me, like I was saying. I think it was Denny that was on a
Dennis panelist. Val and Dariana.
Yes. Yeah, and that was like golden to me because I'm like, this is where I struggle. Let me, you know, really listen to what they're saying. And everybody that was there and that spoke really kept the crowd and everybody engaged. I like that too, you know. It was just a vibe. I had a lot of fun. I drove back both days.
Oh, no.
I didn't stay because I don't remember what was happening, but I was like, and I did it. How much fun and stuff I was having because I was like, oh, I'm going to make this ride. It's going to happen.
Wow.
And on day two, I was like, I'm getting back in the car. I got to go see. I got to see how this wraps up.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
But I had a great time. I had a great time.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It was interesting it being like the first time having it in person. And so I'm excited for year two and see how it goes. But okay, so last question. What is on the horizon for JPL?
Oh, you know, I'm going to be honest. After Lash Bash, I feel like I need to be somebody's DJ or something. I feel like I need a microphone and to be at somebody's DJ booth or something.
Oh my God.
But no, I'm taking it a little slow. Like I said, after going through everything that I went through in my business before, I'm kind of just taking things a little slow. But also, I feel like this is a year to where I'm kind of trying to focus on doing other things, whether it be Lash Bash or, you know, whatever it is, this, you know, being on here, like really getting out from behind the chair and kind of introducing myself mm-hmm. to other people that are just not in San Antonio. As much as I love San Antonio, I met, you know, other people like at Lash Bash that I'm like, you know, I really would like to get around and meet other lash girls everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm really interested in taking it, you know, that way. My girls, you know, at the shop are doing great. Eager to learn. So I'm here to teach them and, you know, and just keep working with, you know, trainings and the product and just taking my time with that and making sure I do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to get it as perfect as I can.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I've had a blast and you're always a good time.
Thank you for having me, friend. You know, I love being with Shelby the Lash Boss.
Of course. Well, thank you all too for listening today. And I will be back next Tuesday with the next episode.